Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
To the Wise Men Say reaction show. Do not adjust your sets. I don't know why you listen to it on an old radio, but do not adjust your sets. A striker has scored in a Sunderland game. We are absolutely buzzing about it. And by we, I mean I am joined by Mr. Michael Lough. Hello, Michael.
Hello. Happy New Year, everyone. Striker scoring. Life's good. And the Mags just got beaten the darts, which makes life even better. So, good start.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, I don't watch the darts, but I'll take your word for it that that is a good thing. Another good thing was that performance that we got to see. I'm really nailing these transitions at the moment. Another good thing was that performance that we got to see at the Stadium of Light today. Sunderland have won 2-0 against Preston North End. A striker has scored. I'm going to say that about 20 times in this podcast. And we've had an absolute beauty from Alex Pritchard. Yep. I mean, first thoughts on the game, Mick?
Yep. I mean, you mentioned your nice transition so far in the pod. The transition for our second goal was absolutely fantastic. Brilliant by Patterson, because sometimes I know people give him the stick for his distribution, but he got the ball and he's thrown it out to Clark, and it's a really good throw out to him. He like takes it in his stride, and he could have gone down twice in the build-up, Clark, but he didn't. Fantastic. And how many times have we seen that pullback from Clark and Roberts this season, but there's been no one with that striker's instinct, even when the strikers have been playing, to be fair, to get on the end of it. But Roosan really showed that, and it was a lovely little finish, and I was just delighted to see all the celebrations, not only like around me in the crowd, but like on the pitch as well. Everyone seemed so delighted for him. Just good all-round performance. I don't think you'll see a more comfortable victory than that all season. Got the job done, so really nothing more to say like for now on that.
I mean, I think you've raised two very important points there. One, the fact that Roosan's goal comes from him being in a position that a natural striker knows to get into. That is what we have been crying out for weeks. He's there. It is a tap-in, but it's a tap-in because he's in the position a striker should be in, and it is absolutely incredible. I think I saw a stat saying that the last striker to score for Sunderland was actually Joe Gelhardt.
Yeah,
which shows you like how long we have been waiting for this now. Seeing Roosan being able to just be there and do what a striker needs to do, because he did that throughout the match as well. He was an absolute nuisance. He was taking one of their centre-halves with him. He was making sure that kind of they were occupied, freeing up kind of other players on the pitch. It was really, really impressive. I can't kind of commend him much more than that. It was brilliant to see, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's the best display I think we've seen from a centre-forward all season. I know that's not the most high bar in the world, but I thought he was really good. I think the second half was controlled, but I think the first half was dominance. I think that's the distinction I'd make. I think Ekwar was outstanding the first half. Obviously, Pritchard scored a worldie, and his link up there was brilliant, coming off the flank, but also doing that thing Pritchard does of dropping into the pockets of space in behind the striker. I think he had a bit more of a free roll, which was good to see. But Ekwar, the little nutmeg just before the ball fell to Pritchard as well. He was just, I think that's the best PR Ekwar performance I've seen for a good few months now. He's been getting better in recent weeks, but that was definitely the best he played. And
it was almost like we finally seen him back to who we know he can be after that injury. Because, and don't get me wrong, I do think he's class, but he hasn't been great coming back from injury. We've seen a slightly muted version of him. But today, and actually you've just reminded me that as I was watching him, I was thinking, here we go. We're getting back up to the pace that we expect him to be at. And he still made a couple of mistakes, but he's definitely getting back to where we want him to be. And I think that's a real positive thing. And seeing him play alongside Neil today, like Neil, oh my God. I think I first noticed how unbelievable he is at the moment at the whole game, like the way he controlled at the whole game. He's then just gone from strength to strength to strength, like at Rotherham, incredible. Today, incredible. I mean, just Dan Neil, Michael.
I still think with Dan Neil, I think sometimes we need to take a pause and remember how young he still is. And the fact that he absolutely runs games at championship level, given his age, is absolutely fantastic. Because if we didn't have the structure like we do with all the young players, Dan Neil would be a youngster and we'd be saying, oh, well, we could do some experience beside him, which we could still do with. But the fact that he's got to carry the midfield, and I think it has a knock-on effect with Ekwa, because, again, we're expecting him, like, when he, this time last year, we hadn't kicked the seat, like, a ball in senior football. We're expecting him to step up and control games, and that's what we're expecting Neil to do. And I think Neil was absolutely fantastic at it. Like you say, Eleanor, he just goes from strength to strength. It's actually getting to the point where, can you remember, like at one point with Jordan Henderson, where there was a big thing about, like, oh, what does Jordan Henderson actually offer you? Well, there's some, like, idiots still say that about Dan Neil, and it's like getting to the point where it's like, well, if you can't say what Dan Neil offers, like, I can't explain that to you. You're no. Football's just not for you. Like, as brutal as that sounds.
And I think it shows a real, there is a real kind of maturity level to Neil's game at the moment, in what you were saying there about how actually he is a relatively young player in terms of, well, not in terms of our squad, because our squad is very young, but in terms of, like, the world of football. And you look at kind of in midfield, and I was talking to Malcolm about this earlier. In midfield, you usually have kind of a senior midfielder and a kind of more junior midfielder. Completely. Now, Neil has kind of been that junior midfielder to the likes of Corey Evans, to the likes of kind of other players we've had there, even like Catamol, I guess, to it. Like, Neil has been coming through as that. And from Corey Evans' injury, he's had to then step up and become that more senior player in midfield. And it's taken him a bit of time.
Yeah.
He's had to get used to it. But, oh, my God, are we seeing the payoff at the moment?
I mean, not only is he having to take the job on of a senior midfielder, don't forget Dan Neil, when he first broke into the team, he played the more advanced of a midfield three, and he was very good at playing them balls through the lines to the striker. You know, he can almost thread a ball like between, like, kind of like through a player, Dan Neil. He's that good in his day. And he's had to learn to kind of like take that back seat, you know, kind of dictate the player, drop deep to get the ball. And he's just getting better and better. I mean, he will occasionally give it away deep, and it'll frustrate people, but that's because he backs himself that much on the ball. He's demanding it off the centre-halves. And he is going to give it away occasionally, but what I love is when he does do that, he doesn't go into his shell. He still backs himself. He still wants the ball. And he's really, really good at getting us from being like having the ball at the back, and suddenly the ball's into Dan Neil, and the ball's in the midfield like that, and we're on the front foot again. I just think he's an incredible footballer, and whether it's with Sunderland or not, he will play in the Premier League in the next few years.
No, I completely agree. And I think that it almost, if you want to think of kind of most improved players, Dan Neil probably has to be up there, but another one, another person who played incredibly well today for me is Try Hume. Like, the way he is playing at the moment, the way he's commanding that field, those...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Sliding tackles he can put in. Honestly, if someone can make a compilation of every sliding tackle he's ever made and just send it to me, that would be fantastic, because I would watch that on repeat as many times as I could. You see him go in for them, and there's no kind of like holding your breath moment that he's going to get sent off, because he just executes that perfectly time and time again. And to see him as a player again go from strength to strength, I'm overusing that analogy today, but he's doing great. And it is lovely to see. I mean, I don't know.
No, completely. I mean, the only mild criticism I ever have about Hume is occasionally he has to make them like tackles because he's like a little bit out of position, but I think in general he's been outstanding. And this is like, you know, like, I
Beans
do
boys on the march.
Who was that? Was that
for? I don't know who that was. Like, just some randomers came in and shouted.
Think,
so we're just going
to... 40 Rallo or something?
Maybe, yeah.
Don't know who he is. Never heard of him. Shouting on trains and that's who you think he is. Anyway, but no, Tryhume, fantastic. And as I say, like, I've been, and to be fair, it's right to be critical of like our recruitment structure at times, because I don't think a balance is always there. But you look, Tryhume, he was signed for a few hundred grand from the Northern Irish Premier League, and look now, he's one of the best fullbacks in the league. You know, it's like Jack Clark, we got him when his career was really on a downward spiral. He wasn't getting any first team football. He was kind of let out to rot by Tottenham. He's come in, he's just been outstanding, like you said, strength to strength. We've made some really good pickups. I just think with a lot of the lads we've signed, like foreign lads we've signed, it's taken them a little bit extra time to bed in, which I understand completely, both from their point of view on the club. But the issue is, I think we've just signed a few too many who's taken a bit too long to get up to the standard. But Tryhume, he definitely, because he hardly started in League One, remember, when he first came. And now, as I say, he's on the pitch.
God, I forgot we had him in League One. Jesus.
Yeah, I think he played one of his first games against Rotherham at the end of that season. But no, and he's just, so the improvement on him, like you quite rightly point out, is fantastic. Just across the back in general, I think 09 was good today. Dan Ballard, he's just that good.
Sensational, as always.
He's just, that's the thing, he's that good. But when he puts in these outstanding performances, you just don't notice it, do you?
Yeah,
It's just standard, it's just what Dan Neil does.
Dan Ballard. Dan Neil also puts in sensation. Both all the Dans. All everyone called Dan is doing a fantastic
Dan's
job.
Dan's a fantastic man.
He's doing a fantastic job. I mean, we're going to be really positive. There's a couple of... Pembele. He looked knackered. Like, at the end, he looked knackered. And I don't know whether he's just not fully fit, so we're not seeing the best version of him yet, and maybe he's been brought back too much too soon, but it's there's been a lot of hope on this young lad. And today I saw him run around a lot. I don't know what else to say.
I'm gonna be charitable and say it is a lack of fitness, like match fitness, but what worried me, I hate using the phrase, oh, he's bottled that tackle, because 9 times out of 10 they haven't, because when you're in the ground, you don't always like distance perception and all that. You don't always get the best view of it, but there was a couple today for me where he did, I think, go in a little bit light and he didn't come away with the ball. And that weird star jump thing he did, where he...
Oh, where he tried to flick it and then he just didn't come off.
Yeah, but to be fair, he made a good recovery tackle off it, but yeah, he wasn't great, but like you say, it's just getting minutes in the tank. You know, like he's got to play sometimes. We need to build them minutes up, but it wasn't a very inspiring performance.
Maybe he's still wearing PSG shin pads. Maybe we need to get him. There's a lovely throwback for you. Maybe he's still wearing PSG shin pads. I think, like, kind of one more kind of thing that bears talking about is the reception that Barr got when he came on today. And I'm not going to stand here and be a Barr apologist. I think that he has made mistakes, but I just think to boo a player onto the pitch, one of your own players onto the pitch, to kind of give him that reaction, it's not going to help the lad by any stretch of the means. He knows that he's messed up over the past couple of weeks. He doesn't need to be told. What he needs is support, and it's a bit disheartening, isn't it, to see and hear.
It is, and particularly when we're seeing the game out so comfortably. Like I say, the second half maybe wasn't the best watch in the world if you're a neutral, but I'm not a neutral, I'm a Sunderland fan, and for me, we've got a big game on Saturday. I think we did...
Who are we playing on Saturday?
The Mags, Notts County, I think. But no, and I think we did, like, there was a drop-off in intensity, and that's fine, you know, but we just saw it out. We've really limited them. The only chances I had, really, for long range, they're never going behind us. It's fine sometimes to just see a game of football out and manage it like that. So you turn it up, you're so in control, it's unbelievable. I'd understand if we're 3-0 down and you're just fuming in general and you just want to vent your frustration. Like the Michael Beale stuff, some people might not agree with that against Coventry, but at least we're 3-0 down. There's like, I can understand people are fuming when they love the manager we've had before.
But Mike Dodds.
I love Doddsy, as you know, my close personal friend. And it's just like you say, it's not ideal when like there's no real reason to vent that frustration, because he's not really going to cost us a game, is he, from a position that he plays coming on, you know? Yeah, it's not ideal. You don't love to see it. And again, I never want to be one of these people to lecture fans on how to support the team. No. But it's not ideal, like you say.
Don't boo your own players. Yeah, like, 100%. That's... Unless, like... Well, actually, no, I don't know. Even when they've had, like, really bad games, I don't know that I have ever booed them, because I don't feel right doing it. But, yeah, you like, we don't want to lecture fans, but at the same time, it's not a nice thing to, especially for a young lad whose confidence is obviously quite low at the moment, who obviously is having a bit of hesitance. He needs more of an arm round the shoulder than a boo in the ear. There you go. An arm round the shoulder rather than a boo in the ear. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's New Year. I forgot it was Monday today. It feels like a Saturday.
It does.
Everyone was great, basically. It was a lovely match to watch. It was a very routine win. Patson with that save in the first couple of minutes, incredible. All of the Daniels doing a fantastic job. Pritchard, amazing. Please start him every single match. That pretty much sums it up. Any final thoughts, Michael?
No, I'm just going to have to control my Guinness intake because you just reminded me that it is indeed Monday and I'm back at work tomorrow. So,
excellent. Well, I'm assuming that, because it is, there's a big-ish game on Saturday, isn't it? Even though it's not really a dark, anyway. There's a big-ish game on Saturday, so I'm assuming that we will have some lovely content for you during the week. So keep an eye on all our socials, Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and have a look at our website as well, because I'm sure there'll be some articles out, some various podcasts. But in the meantime, Sunderland have had a striker scored, Bealey's boys are firmly on the march, and thank you very much for thank you very much for listening.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.